So I'm João. I work at SUSE at the storage team. I used to work on Ceph. Our storage team used to work on Ceph, but due to restructurings, that's no longer the case. I'm going to talk to you about one of our latest projects, the S3 Gateway, and I'm going to tell you why we're doing this, mostly. What is S3 Gateway? How we're doing it. Hopefully there will be a demo, and then the next steps and what's ahead of us. So, why are we doing this? So essentially, after our product was restructured, we needed to find something else to work on. And one of the ideas we had was to find a way to, on the one hand, to figure out a way to provide, I'm lacking the word, provide something that was lacking in the SUSE Rancher portfolio, which is basically an S3 service for local clusters, for local storage within a Kubernetes cluster. And what we aimed at was something as easy to deploy, as easily forgettable, and that just works for ideally local workloads, not necessarily something that is complex to manage. We didn't want anything that would be, we wanted something as light as possible. And that's what eventually became the S3 Gateway. It's an open source project, as usual. It's driven by our team at SUSE. And ideally, it will be an easy to use project that you just deploy on a Kubernetes cluster, and it will just provide you an S3 service within your cluster. I say ideally because this has 6 months worth of development, and there are a lot of things still lacking. Far more than I would actually like, but that's just how life is. It complements the Rancher portfolio, as I mentioned, but this was not necessarily the main driver when developing the S3 Gateway. It just happens to fit nicely within the stack. It helps doing backups of local Longhorn volumes, backups for other stuff within the stack. And one of our main criteria initially was that we would serve our storage from any PVC that a Kubernetes cluster could provide. And this just happens to be nice because given Longhorn allows us to put stuff on a Longhorn persistent volume. Longhorn will deal with all the nasty things like replication and whatnot so that we don't have to deal with that. And of course, we wanted a pretty UI for all of the operations and management, which is still ongoing, but we'll get there. How we're leveraging this, though, is basically using Rados Gateway from Ceph. We didn't want to start something from scratch because we thought it would be a waste of time and resources. So we decided to leverage the Rados Gateway from Ceph, which is quite amazing because it can be run standalone. And given the already built-in zipper layer, which of which there is a talk next, I think. We basically just had to create a new backend that is basically file-based, on which, so basically, our data is stored on the file-based backend instead of, say, the Rados store. Hence, we don't need a whole Ceph cluster, we just need the binary running standalone. essentially, as I was saying, we have the Rados gateway consuming a file system, essentially wherever that file system is on. We keep a SQLite database for metadata for the objects and a directory hierarchy for the data. We decided to do this so that essentially all the things that can be indexed and to be essentially abstract could be kept as metadata in the SQLite, which will allow us to more easily search things, index things, instead of having to go through a directory hierarchy to find, for instance, buckets and whatnot. So buckets are essentially a mapping of a name to a UUID, and objects as well end up being entries in a database that associate the bucket name, the object name, and are mapped to a UUID. The data for the objects, though, will be based on the UUID, and we will grab the UUID and create a directory hierarchy based on the first bytes of the UUID. The reasoning behind this was mostly because, given typically some buckets tend to grow larger than other buckets, if we were creating a directory hierarchy that was per bucket name, we could end up with very large directories. This way, we kind of spread the objects around. And even if we end up with larger directories, we don't have to list the directories themselves to find where the objects are or which objects are within those directories. We just have that stuff in the metadata, in the metadata tables within SQLite. Now, this is not pretty, I admit it, but it's the best I could do. This is roughly what translates to being the S3 gateway stuff being deployed on a Kubernetes cluster. We are essentially deploying two containers, one for the backend, which is Rados gateway, and another one for the UI. We use them, we deploy our store on whatever is the whatever is supplying with us with storage. In this case, this slide has Longhorn on it, which will deal with all the replication and availability and whatnot for us so that we don't have to care about this. But this runs as well in a local, I'm running this on my Synology NAS, right? I just have a volume that is exported through the backend. It really doesn't care about which, whatever is providing the file system to it. The UI speaks directly with the backend, and the user just consumes the S3 gateway. If outside of the cluster through an ingress, if inside the cluster through magic that I don't understand very well. I promised a demo, which might work or might not. It has been working 50% of the time in my computer. So let me see if I can get this to not this. So, you're not seeing anything. Of course not. How do I, Jan, how do I? Mirror. Apply. Keep changes. Okay. So, ideally, what we'll see. Okay. Ideally, what we will see is already deployed K3S, which is running things, but it's not running the S3 gateway yet. What I'm going to do is to deploy with our chart, which usually works for people. My laptop is being difficult. So let me just see if I remember. It's helm. So basically we install this using the default values. And supposedly we will have the UI available at this URL here. No, this one. Now there is still a lot of kinks to figure out with this stuff. We have the UI being run here. But the UI right now is, as is, is unable to talk with the backend. And this is because certificates. And because we are using a self-signed certificate that the browser does not understand, and the browser is directly talking to the backend through the UI, there is no actual daemon in between them, between the UI and the backend. What happens is that we have to we have to go to the backend and accept the certificate, which is hilarious. And once this is done, we can log in to the UI. So right now the UI is still under heavy development, and the UI cannot do a lot more than the backend does. We are still lacking a bunch of things implemented in the backend driver. So, but I just want to show you that if we do things against the backend, it will actually happen in the front end. So let me see, this is where the stuff is. S3 command. If I put a 1 GB object onto a bucket that I actually need to create first, make bucket. If I create a bucket foo on the back end, it will actually show on the front end, which is, you know, expected. And it would suck if it didn't work. And putting an object there will also allow us to do some exploration. Oh, this is a big object, so you can see that multi-part upload actually works. I'm very proud of this part. And it should be done to some extent. So if we explore bucket foo, we have a 1 GB object here that we could also download. And hopefully that works, or maybe it doesn't because of my... but it should be downloadable. I think something is blocking my requests. Anyway, that was about it for the demo. But if we turn on the administration bit, we could also technically manage the users. I think. No, it's just being difficult. Oh yeah, and I got the object downloading now. Amazing. But yeah, we could create new users